This is Bunny Michael, and you're listening to Exo Higher Self Advice and Healing, the podcast where you ask me for advice and I help get you to the place within yourself where you already have the answer. The truth is, we all have a deep wisdom inside of us that's not easy to access in a world of trauma, chaos, and bias conditioning. Connecting with your higher self is the process of peeling back those layers to recognize you've always been enough and you deserve so much more than you realize. Welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Hello, everybody, and welcome. Thank you so much for being here. I hope that you're doing well. Hope that you're having a fantastic week. Hope that you're getting ready for the weekend. It's Friday. It's a good day. So today's episode is a really, really juicy one because it deals with the topic of cheating. And I know from experience during this podcast that cheating is a really hot button issue for people. In our culture, in our monogamous driven culture especially, infidelity is so prevalent. It happens all of the time. And part of the reason for that is we're so monogamous and we really shouldn't be. Not everybody should be monogamous, but that's, again, what we've been conditioned to believe is the right way to live your life. So the more open and honest people are about cheating, the better, because this stuff needs to get out into the open. We really need to start talking about this more, and not just the people who've been cheated on, because I think a lot of people talk about it from that side, but I mean the people who actually have done the cheating and actually want to talk about their experience. There's just so much shame that our culture puts on it that people are afraid to talk about it. They're afraid to talk about what their perspective is. So I just really want to say thank you to this listener for being so open and so honest and for sharing their story. All right, let's get to it. Subject: infidelity. I'm in a very committed 2-year-long relationship. I love my partner so, so much. I want to have kids in the future, buy a house, you know, the traditional stuff. However, last year I was traveling without my partner and met and fell in love with another person. Since then, I have kept in contact with this overseas lover and hope to see them again in the future. I have not told my partner about this, and they believe we're in a totally committed relationship. The issue is that, number one, I don't want to be polyamorous or polygamous, as it doesn't really align with my future goals with my partner or with my own gut and heart feelings. Two, at the same time, I don't feel like I am committing infidelity. I don't feel guilty, and I'm confused by this. I've realized that every relationship I've been in, I've cheated. I feel like some would say, you need to be single and sort your shit out. This is fair. But I don't want to be single. I want to be with my partner forever, but I also love someone else, but I don't see a long future with them. I guess I'm looking for advice on how to reckon with this feeling of not feeling guilty about infidelity, knowing that I can't have my cake and eat it too, but still having my cake and eating it too for now, but knowing this is not sustainable. I can feel some trauma in my past must have created this wound where I don't feel bad about cheating. I don't know. I feel toxic and weird, but also full of so much love. My love for these two people is genuine, and I truly care for them. It isn't an insecure love on my part. I just don't know. Just need some gentle wisdom, guidance, maybe a strict talking to. Ha ha. Love you, Bunny. Hi, love. First of all, I want to say thank you for being honest about your situation, because it's important to talk about infidelity and it happens all the time. What I want to focus on first is what it means to love someone, because you say you love your partner and I absolutely believe you. However, you love a version of your partner that might not exist if your partner knew that you had cheated. This partner is there for you, sleeps next to you, tells you what they did at work, eats dinner with you. That partner, if they knew you were having an affair, would most likely not be the partner they are to you now. So what you love about them is in part an illusion. The reason why cheating is so damaging isn't because relationships should be monogamous. It's because if one person in the relationship is kept in the dark, then they can't make a consensual choice. about being with you. In other words, if you and your partner are, for example, making love, and there's no way that your partner would be making love to you at that moment if they knew what you had done, how is that love making consensual? They're in a different reality, a reality that doesn't exist. Loving a person isn't just about loving things about that person. It's about actively loving them. It's about treating them with love. It's giving them the space to decide what's right for them, what they want. And when you aren't honest with them, you deprive them of the opportunity to take care of themselves, to be able to trust their partner, to have a relationship that they actually want. Now, it could be that your partner would still be with you if you were honest with them, if you told them what you did or what you plan on doing, but you're not giving them a choice, are you? And so I would like to ask you why you are so afraid of giving them the choice to love you as you are, to love you as a person who is capable of loving someone else as well. Are you afraid you aren't enough? Are you afraid they'll leave? And if so, why does it scare you so much to be alone? You said you want to be with your partner forever, but your dishonesty about the situation is actually sabotaging what you claim that you really want. It pains me to think about your partner being in the dark about this, but it pains me more to think about why you feel you can't be honest with your partners, why you need to hide yourself, why you feel it's necessary to sabotage your relationships, to hurt other people with cheating when you are perfectly capable and deserving of doing what you want, of having honest relationships that are accepting and have boundaries that feel more aligned with your needs. Lying about something means there is shame around it. And if it was really about love, there should be nothing that you need to hide. Relationships show us the places in ourselves where we are wounded. And my intuition is telling me that a part of the reason you cheat is because it gives you a feeling of control. You get to have a loving relationship while also knowing you have someone else in case it doesn't work out. It's like a buffer for the deep vulnerability it takes to be in a committed and honest relationship. If you have your partner in your pocket, they can't really hurt you, can they? If they leave you, you won't be alone. Now, I know all of what I'm saying might seem hard on you, but please trust me when I tell you my only interest is you knowing that your authentic self is lovable and is enough. And you don't have to hide. You don't have to lie. You can be yourself. And the more you engage in keeping up the facade, the more you are really avoiding yourself, your authenticity, your truth. On the very deepest level, this isn't about your relationship to your partner or your out-of-town lover. This is about your relationship with yourself. Hurt people hurt people. And I do think the cheating and the lying has gone on for so long that it is about something much deeper, like you said, and that thing needs to be addressed. If cheating has been a way for you to avoid that deeper issue, it doesn't surprise me that you keep cheating, that you cheat in every relationship, because it seems like relationships bring up that wound that you are trying to avoid. Now, I don't know exactly what that is about, but I do know that it is worth investigating because you're worth it. As someone who has been cheated on, I want to tell you that it can cause a lot of trauma. And I know that's not what you want for anyone. I know that you really care about these people. I know that you want the best for your partner. In your heart, you wrote into this podcast because you knew I was going to say something needs to change. And I have all the faith that you will make that step to end this cycle. All my love and wishing you the best. Hello, EXO Higher Self fam. It's Bunny here. I am so thrilled to announce my debut book, Hello, Higher Self, An Outsider's Guide to Loving Yourself in a Tough World, is now available for pre-order. This book is the essential manual for unlearning your limiting beliefs that have been ingrained in you by the toxicity of our culture and your trauma and your socialization. We all have to unlearn this stuff so we can channel the power of our higher self. And everyone who pre-orders this book will receive a special free gift from me to be announced shortly. So hurry to the pre-order link in the show notes and get yourself a copy. I cannot wait for you to read it. All of our wounds show up differently. For some of us, they show up in our relationships. For some of us, they show up when it comes to our fears around our career or stuff with family or maybe even things around the house. You know, we all get triggered in different situations, and our fear and our wounds can lead us down paths that aren't good for us and sometimes hurt other people. And we've all done this on some level because we're all on the same journey. We're all just trying to unlearn the beliefs that are limiting us from really loving ourselves and accepting ourselves and understanding that we've always been lovable and that we deserve kindness and care and nurturing and joy. And we have these really weird roundabout ways to try to seek our self-worth. And sometimes it focuses in on areas that actually are hindering our self-worth. But it's really easy to make that mistake because we live in a world that doesn't really give us a foundation to heal from exactly the same things the world is bringing us up in. We have a very toxic example of what relationships look like in our society. So if you're struggling in finding your path or finding your truth or letting go of patterns that you know aren't good for you, just know there's no shame around that. It's understandable for this stuff to be hard. It is hard, but ultimately you're worth the effort. And you know, the listener said something about not wanting to be out of the relationship, you know, and that makes a lot of sense to me. Yes, we don't want to deal with our stuff. Nobody wants to face really difficult things, but what is it that we really need? Because when we address our needs, it opens us up to actually have way more joy in our lives than we could have ever expected. So it's worth it. It's worth going through the struggle and getting to the other side. And we can all support each other here in that. So thank you so much to everybody for being here. I love you so much. Take care of yourselves. Your higher self loves you too. And I will see you next time. Bye.